dial in, babe.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to open your mic right away.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, huh? And let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Well, happy new year. Hallelujah. Happy new year. We are into a brand new year, 2015. And I'm just expecting great things from God on this year. And I am on location. Can you hear me okay, babe? I don't want to wake everybody up in the house. So I'm not talking as loud as I usually do. But good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, and Happy New Year. I don't know if we've said that before, but not on this show. This is our first time on the air in 2015, and I just want to greet you and everyone and say Happy New Year, a victorious new year, a prosperous new year, a blessed new year. And with all of that, the emphasis is on new, because this is a brand new year, a brand new day, and just looking forward to all those brand new things that we're going to experience in this year. We know that just walking with God is just such an awesome experience, especially when we decide in those times that we just determine to walk by faith and not by sight, and then just to experience what God has for us. So just looking forward to this year, as you said, looking for greater. The song's been sweeping the country about greater, and that's what we're looking for this year. Greater things of God, greater things in God, greater things from God. Amen.
Amen. And as Dr. Fletcher would say, we're looking for the best. We're looking for not better. How do you, not best, not better, but the best. We're looking for the best on this year. As we go into this year, today is the third, so we're still at the place where, we've done some things. But anyway, before we get into that, babe, you want to open us up with prayer?
Amen. Father, in Christ's holy name, hallelujah. We just come to you to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you gave us a new day, a new dawning. And not only that, but this new dawning, a new day, is in a brand new year, a year that is just filled with such expectancy of how things will be, just we'll go further in you. Father, we look to you and we just worship you. We praise you because there's just so much to thank you for, to praise you for, so much to worship you for. We worship you right now for who you are. We worship you in your power and might. We worship you in your holiness, your glory, your majesty. Hallelujah. We bow down, Lord, and just give you the praise, the honor, the glory, all belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you for a new year, a new time, a new dawn, a new horizon. Lord God, we thank you for all that you've promised. We know that it shall come to pass. Lord God, whether this day, tomorrow, or this year, or next, but Lord God, your word is true. You are faithful.
Hallelujah, you cannot lie. And we stand on your word. We thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for peace. We thank you for provision. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for restored homes. We thank you for settling of our minds, for calming us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for creative miracles in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for financial miracles in our lives. We thank you for removing, Lord God, growths and tumors and, Lord God, disease and the root of everything that's in your people. For there is nothing that is formed against us that can prosper. Satan, anything that you have planted, you're in violation of this body, because this body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. We rebuke you right now. We cast you out higher. We send you into the outer darkness, never to return again. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the work you're going to do in the church and through the church throughout this world, Lord God, that we will draw men unto you, that we will lift up your name and draw men unto you. We thank you for this broadcast. We just know, Lord God, that we are overcoming him by your blood and by the word of our testimony. Lord God, let our mouths never close. Let us not ever stop remembering, hallelujah, your goodness and all that you do for us, as our soul just continually cries out, hallelujah. Bless, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They overcame. Bless New Destiny Ministries. Bless Evangelist Bernard, her family, her house, hallelujah, her ministry, and the city of New Orleans, Lord God. She has gone there to do a work for you. Lord God, let it be accomplished in a mighty way. Let souls be saved. Let people be healed. Let lives be restored. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And we just thank you, Lord God, for every one of our listeners. Bless them, Lord God. In Jesus' name, give them the desires of their hearts, just what they need, Lord God, because you know. In Jesus' name, we pray and say amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Yes, he knows. Hallelujah. And he cares. Thank you, Jesus. We just so in expectation, as you were saying, babe, in such expectation, I was thinking on last year, just how our year had gone, the last week of last year, just how our, year had gone, and was thinking that we had the year before that had gone through such great tribulation. And last year went so quickly. I mean, 2014 just sped by so quickly. It was, upon us. And I'm here in South Carolina helping my children. They didn't have anybody to watch the grandchildren. So I came down and wasn't thinking. I it was after Christmas, but just wasn't thinking. Everything didn't go as quick. Christmas came quickly. Everything just came so quickly. And when I told them that I would come down, and stay the week with them, I wasn't even thinking about it was New Year's and, how I think there had been one other time since in our 29 years of marriage that we haven't been together for New Year's. Right, babe?
Amen, amen. This is the first one.
We were not together on New Year's. Wasn't I in Chicago?
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah. So, yeah, but typically it's you and me. but amen. And we're still together. Not in physical, but spiritual and our hearts. And here we are visiting on this broadcast. So we're still working it out.
Oh, yeah, but not physically. We are together. But I'm trying to be a help to, our kids. And by doing that, it just caused us not to be together. But the Lord knows. And since I've been here, I have met our first challenge for this year. And I'm just in anticipation, of what God is going to do. I know that He's in control and nothing is done without his okay, as Pastor Richard Hinton always says, that the devil is just a postal worker. He brings it, but he can't control it. He's just bringing the message. He's just bringing the situation. So, but God is in control, and we know that. So when you think about me, or you think about the broadcast, send up a prayer for me, and we'll be okay. But anyway, it's like I was saying, the year has gone by so quickly, and we've had some awesome testimonies on last year, and just so excited and waiting to hear the testimonies that we're going to be receiving on this year. New Destiny Ministries, though, has changed her schedule. Evangelist Adrian Bernard, she now is on the same station, on the same number, 858-683-1334 for her broadcast. But now she's broadcasting Tuesday through Thursday at 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, or 4 o'clock Eastern time. And we're going to be making some changes in our broadcasting also. We'll still be here every Saturday, but God's going to be doing some new things with the broadcast, and so we're excited about that. We're just excited and in expectation of how great things are going to be this year.
Amen. We are, and because we know that our God is, we're just expecting great things, just more than we can even imagine, because we just know that our God is that kind of God, that if we will just put our hands in His hands, let His will be done in our lives, and be willing and obedient to His word and to His will, just like He promised the children of Israel. If we will do that, we will too eat the good of this land that He has promised us. I can remember how He had them to walk around, and He said, and I just appreciate how the scripture put it, to every place that your foot shall trod, future, I have already past given it to you. So what we declare, what we can in our hearts, in our spirits, conjure up to declare, God has already given it to us. So just restrict ourselves as to what we think, or what we think we can do, or what we think we can have, because just like with the children of Israel, He told tell them it's wherever your foot shall trot. So if they had just walked around just a little place, then that's what they would have had, the little place that they walked around in. But if you do the wherever, go big, expand, ask the Lord even in your mind to increase your borders, the borders of our thinking, the borders of our desiring, and that when we tread upon those places, know that God has already given them to us. So basically it just be a matter of taking ownership of what God has already declared for us. And that's the kind of year that I'm expecting this year. And that's going to require some things in me. That's going to require a lot in me, because God has already done it. God has already done it. And if I can just digress for a minute, I think about when we watched the movie or the series Roots, and I believe it was Alex Haley himself, who one day, desire was to go to school, and things just did not work out. The money just wasn't there, the means just weren't there. But one day he just forsook all of that and just showed up at the school anyway. And as he began to talk with the administrator there, and finally, it's like the conversation went on for a while without a name ever being given. And finally, when he gave his name, the gentleman said, "It's a good thing," and I don't remember the line, but, "I'm so glad you came, because this money is here for you." And had he just not gone, that would have been a blessing that was his that he would never have taken advantage of. And that's the way we have to walk with God. Just let our minds go so that we can receive the great things that God has for us. And that's what 2015, for me, I expect it to be about me opening up, branching out, treading upon grounds that I've never trod upon before, and then let it be a blessing to me that God has already, from the beginning, given it to me. Amen.
Amen, amen. You know, honey, this is a time where, people make resolutions and resolve in their minds the things that they're going to do. And I was reading something that Billy Graham wrote, and he was saying that for years he just made this long list of resolutions and, things that he said that he wasn't going to do or he was going to do, and how he didn't fulfill them, and it always made him feel bad because, he had made these resolutions and did not fulfill them, and so he determined that he would only make one resolution in the year, and that resolve was to be more like Christ, more like, his Savior. And I was just wondering, I don't know, I'm not at home and I don't have something happening with the internet here, and so I'm not able to get on the internet. So what resolutions people made this year to do? Are you going to lose weight, or are you going to fast more? You're going to pray more? You're going to be nicer? You're going to be, think more about yourself this year? What are some of the resolutions that were made by the people of God, or just the listeners, whoever the listeners are on the broadcast, who, you know, what resolutions have been made that you plan on keeping, that you plan on doing, and what are some of them? What are some of them? And then I wanted to ask, I was asking God, what should we talk about, Lord? I said, I didn't get any calls for testimonies, and I said, well, Lord, this is your broadcast, but what should we do? And then I was thinking, okay, well, Lord, you know, what do you want me to say? What do you want us to say? How do you want us to conduct this broadcast for this first Saturday of the new year? And the question came to me is, what did you bring over into this new year that you should have left in 2014? You know, there are some things that attach themselves to us, and worries that we worry about, or concerns that we're concerned about, that we thought would be resolved in 2014. So we're worried about them, we're concerned about them. What did you bring over in 2015 that you should have left in 2014? And then the scripture came to my mind in Philippians 3. And I'm going to read that to you, because I really feel like that's what the Lord placed in my heart. I had been thinking about the scripture for a while on this week, and just kind of, you know, a scripture that is familiar. It's a familiar scripture to us, Philippians 3, and I'm going to be reading out of the King James Version, and it says, finally, starting with 1, and I'm going through to 14, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of contention, for we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. God doesn't want us to depend on anybody but Him. And He'll put us in a situation where we can't call our mother. I certainly can't call my mother. She's been gone to glory for 29 years, going on 30 years. Going on 30 years. I can't call my mother, can't call my father. I can call my husband, you know, but even there are some things, as much as he tries to do the things for me, that he can, but he can't do everything. So I can't put my confidence in Him. Christ is the only one that we can put our confidence in. And it says, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Paul said, I more. He said, I was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew, and Hebrew of Hebrews, touching the law of Pharisees. He was a learned man, studied in the Bible, studied in, not one of the Bible, but studied in the scriptures, and knew the scriptures, and was raised on the scriptures, as they say, cut his teeth on the scriptures, and he could boast, if anybody could boast and be confident in himself, no one could stand any taller than Paul. He said, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But those things were gained. But what things were gained to me, those I call, count lost for Christ. Yet doubtless, and I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but done, that I may win Christ. He said there was nothing, none of his education, none of the wealth that he had, none of the knowledge that he had gained through his years meant anything to him. Done is, it's the waste that comes out of our body. He said he counted all as done, except that he might win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Paul said, I just want to know him. I want to be like him. That's what I was reading from the patriarch. His name just escaped me. Who did I say, baby? Who did I say that I was reading? He said that they only made one resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't recall.
Okay, anyway, he said that he wanted to know God. It'll come back to me and then I'll say it. He said he wanted to know God and his resurrection and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. He wanted to be made conformable unto his death. That this scripture for many years concerned me because I didn't want to suffer. I would read something about suffering in the Bible, and I would shut my Bible. I didn't want to read that. I don't want to suffer. But I know that through the things that I've suffered, it's made me closer to Christ. It's made me trust him more. It's made me know that I don't have to worry about things because he's got it. And the last, I guess the last 4 or 5 months of 2014, whenever someone would bring a situation to me, I would say, God's got you. God is in control. Always remember that he sees all and he knows all. Nothing has taken him by surprise. He is not in alarm. He's not in panic mode because of the things that are happening. He is in control. And so that's what being the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and being made conformable unto his death. That's what it is. When Jesus hung on the cross, he was being made conformable to what God needed him to be for the world. He's already done it. He's paid the cost. He's suffered the pains of death for us. Now, he said, the Bible says, oh, death, where is your sting? Hallelujah. He said, oh, grave, where is your victory? And then in another place, he said, for me to be in the flesh is for you. Paul said, it's for you. He said, because to be dead means that I will be with Christ. Hallelujah. He said, but I'm here for you. And for us. He was made conformable to the will of God. He said, and if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of death, not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after that, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. And these are my two key verses that will ring in my soul on this week. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, hallelujah, leave them behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. Hallelujah. Forgetting those things which are behind. There are some things that you might have carried over into 2015 that Christ wanted you to leave behind. You know, I have some things, hallelujah, that I purchased in 2014 that I have to return. Hallelujah. And that's what I'm telling you to do. Return those things that you brought from 2014 that God wanted you to leave there. He didn't want you to bring them over into 2015. When I went to watch meeting service, the minute the pastor was preaching this stuff, such a awesome, Pastor Christina Allen, and she preached a message, and she was talking about Ruth and how she, Ruth and Leah, and what was the mother's name? She drawed a blank. Anyway, she was talking about how Ruth followed her mother-in-law, and how she told her mother-in-law, your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. So she said, don't make me. Pardon me?
Ruth and Naomi.
Naomi. And she begged Naomi, Ruth begged Naomi. She said, please. She said, don't make me go back. Don't make me. I want to be with you. She recognized, she may not even have been aware of what she was going into. She just knew that it was an urge on the inside of her. I have to be with this woman. I don't know why. There are a lot of times that we don't know why. We don't know why God gives us these urgings and God gives us these directions. And sometimes that, you know, he speaks to us in a still, small voice. And it, sometimes it's like, did you say that, God? Am I hearing you right? Am I hearing you right? And when we get to those times, you know, we can seek God and we can fast and we can, you know, turn off the TV, turn our place down and speak it. And he said, I already said it. I'm not saying it again. Just do it. And so Ruth had that in her. And what she, the pastor was saying was that she left Moab, and Moab was a place of suffering, and Moab was a place of stagnation. you would have been stagnant if you stayed there. Her sister-in-law Oprah, she decided that she wanted to stay there, so she kissed Naomi, and she went back to Moab, but Ruth went on with Naomi to Judah, and Judah means praise, and she said that's what we have to do. to. See, we got to leave our place of suffering. 2014, for some of us, was a time of great tribulation. It was a time of testing. It was a time of mourning. We lost loved ones. We lost things. We lost some spiritual things. We lost them. And like the devil, he was there picking them up. But I heard a preacher say long ago, he said, the things that the devil has, I don't want them back. I want greater things from God. Hallelujah. So what did you bring over in 2015, that God wanted you to leave in 2014? It's not too late. Hallelujah. Return it. Return it back to 2014, just like I have to return these things back to the stores that I bought them from. I bought them in 2014, but I'm returning them in 2015, and we'll be looking for greater things to replace them. Hallelujah. You know, honey, I was thinking also that we have been, as a church, and a lot of times I hear ministers preaching, but I'm so glad that God has given me it's not knowledge, hunger, I would say hunger for more of Him, you know, more of what than the four walls of my church can give me. And that's why ministers out there. But anyway, I listened to a pastor from Korea, and I know a lot of you know about him, Joseph. My mind is just gone, but Joseph Prince. And he talks about grace. And he talks about how, you know, grace is God's unmerited favor. We don't deserve it, but God gives it to us. And he gives it to us in abundance. And I think that our forefathers, especially, honey, in the church that we grew up in, were afraid to talk about grace. I'm sure God showed it to them. But I'm afraid, I think that they were afraid to talk about it because they would think that it was liberty, you know, to the saints, if they knew the grace that was available to them. But Pastor Prince talks about grace, and he does the illustration where he says that you're in an ocean and you're in a boat. And you see all of this water. You're in a little boat and you see nothing but water. And he said, that's the grace that God has for you. Does it make you weak? No. It lets you know that we are safe. That's what grace lets us know, that we're safe. Yes, we're going to make mistakes. We make mistakes. But the grace of God, the Bible says, where sin does abound, grace much more abounds. Right in his word, he tells us, grace much more abounds. So what you brought over in 2014, your fears, your anxiety, your problems, return them back to 2014, and leave them there. And go on to the grace that God has for us. Go on to the purpose God has for us. If you need to pray more, just pray more. If you need to fast more, just fast more. If you need to do good work, just do good work. God is not holding a stick over us, or he's not writing down, you know, to keep the things that we've done. He said, as far as the east is from the west, that's where I've thrown your sin. Ask God to forgive you and then go on into 2015 and do the exploits. We're living in such a time now that we, the people of God, have to show ourselves strong and have to show just how powerful our God is. Hallelujah. As we serve him, Almighty God, hallelujah, and he's here for us, and he wants to show us just how powerful he is. So go into 2015 and do the exploits that God has for you to do, and bless the kingdom. And don't forget to share your testimonies with They Overcame Broadcast. Let the world know what God is doing. Let the world know that despite the things that are happening in the world, he's still in control. He's still in control. Amen. Honey, did you have anything that you wanted to share?
Amen. We just enjoyed the word that you did bring us this morning, an awesome and powerful word from the Lord. Certainly words that we can start our year with and continue our year with and finish strong our year with. And that is just a word from God. And I don't have anything that I need to add to that. I just thank God for how God led you this morning, just to remind us to just forget about those things that are behind us, to lose those things that we just should not have brought anyway. Throw them away. Return them back to where they came from, whatever it takes. And I just appreciate God speaking to us through you in that. Thank you for letting God use you. That's all I have to add.
Amen, amen, amen. Well,
the church said amen.
You said that my cousin was on the line. Do we have any other callers in?
No. Right now, and as soon as my computer cooperates, his mic is open as well.
Okay. Are you there,
good Dan? Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning.
Happy New Year to everyone. Yes, I enjoyed your sermon this morning. Even though I came in a little late, but I got here. And I just want to thank God for my cousins who I love, who have helped me for these last couple of years, really, really helped me. But I just want to say I left smoking. I quit smoking the 31st of December 2014.
Amen.
And I did not bring it back. I mean, I did not bring it in 2015 with me.
Hallelujah.
But I had prayed to God. I had prayed to God, this is what I want to do. I set a goal for 2015 to be smoke-free. No longer will I be dependent on cigarettes. Okay.
Amen.
And I haven't had a desire for any. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And yes, he did. She did share that with me, that you were going to do that, and know that you don't need, you know, you don't need nicotine patches and all of that kind of stuff.
No.
Because our God delivers. He delivers, and he delivers perfectly. Not that you won't be, you know, tempted to smoke.
Right.
But if you just lean on God and say, Lord, I'm not going back. I'm not going back. And God will take you through. So I just praise God for that, Jimmy. I praise God that you've done that. Growing in the Lord. Growing in the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we are rounding up to an hour. We've been on the air. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm here with my children and my grandchildren, and just enjoying this little girl. I haven't been around a little girl, so you know this is different for me. But I'll just enjoy Miss Gianni Jones and thanking God for, you know, normal, healthy children. Every time I see, you know, a child and they have special needs, I just thank God that all of our children have been healthy and normal. And we're just thanking God for that. But we know that even if we do have some special needed children, that the Lord will give us just what we need to take care of them. So, anyway, Faith, we want to end up with prayer. Remember to join us each and every Saturday at this time. I contemplated changing the time, but I just think that getting up, not really that early, it's a Saturday, but you know, people like to sleep in on Saturdays, but just to give God the praise and to give God the glory, I'm not going to change the time unless the Lord tells me to. I'm not going to even seek him about it. I asked him, but, you know, I'm not going to belabor him about changing the time, because I just, you know, felt like this is what he gave me, and so that's what we're going to do. We will be somewhat changing the program, though, and as the year progresses, you'll get a chance to see that. But as I said earlier, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, who is the overall host of the broadcast, has changed her scheduling, and she will now be at 1 o'clock. Not her time, just her day. 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, and 4 o'clock Eastern time. But she will be broadcasting on Tuesday through Thursday. She's not going to be doing the 4 or 5 days like that. She has been doing for 3 years. Hallelujah. So keep her in your prayers and listen to her broadcast. She has some awesome, awesome, awesome men and women of God to come on and preach the word of God. And listen, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. And, of course, listen to They Overcame every Saturday at 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time, and 8 o'clock Eastern time. So, babe, you want to end us with prayer?
Amen. Before we do close in prayer, as I was looking through the song list on our studio, there was one that just I feel is so befitting for the beginning of a new year, and especially in light of the word that God gave us through you this morning. And we're just going to play that, and then as that ends, then we'll go into prayer. and then our closing.
Amen.
Let's know what God is saying through song.
Y'all ready to celebrate? Come on, get back up on your feet. Come on. Put your hands on it. Come on. Refreshing. His plan now unfolding. The time of your great blessing. Thank you, Darius Dennis. Come on. Nothing but victory. That's the promise of our King. To do exceedingly,
Amen.
The blessing is on you. Hallelujah.
Is on you, and just throughout all of 2015, expect the great, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. If God be for us, who can be against us? There is no weapon that is formed against us that can stand. We are overcomers. Behold, all things are new. We just are victorious. We can just stand on his word and be victorious in every situation, in every trial, in every battle. And the cool thing about God is that we don't even have to fight the battle ourselves. We can just stand still, rest in him, and see the salvation of our God as he puts Satan on the run. And we just thank God for that this year. And we thank God for today and the word that went forth, letting us know to return those things that just don't fit in 2015. Return fear, return doubt, return complacency, return mediocrity, return all of these things, return relationships that aren't good for you, any of those things that would be a hindrance to you. The Bible lets us know to lay down every weight that would so easily beset us as we run this race with patience. And we just thank God for that word today. And let us just look to the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you and we just say thank you. We bless you right now because of who you are. We thank you for taking us safely and victoriously, even though we feel like sometime we lost some battles, we took down in some ways, and there were some ways that we walked that we should not have walked. But Lord God, in spite of that, because of your grace, you took us through 2014. Some of us made some turns that could have been fatal to us, but you kept us in 2014. Father, we thank you for life, health, strength. We thank you, Lord God, just for every blessing in 2014. But now we are in a new year, a new day, and we just put ourselves into your hands, our will, our mind, our spirit. Lord God, we want to do your will. We want to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We want to start this year off strong, Lord God. Give us direction. Give us peace. Give us healing. Give us everything that we need, Lord God, to begin this race, this leg of the race in 2015, strong with you, Lord God, that we will not be distracted. But, Lord God, we just thank you for your grace. Grace to live day by day. We thank you for delivering Jimmy from cigarettes, from tobacco, from nicotine. Lord God, you are able. That just shows how great you are. In the name of Jesus, as we end this broadcast, we just say thank you for all things. Thank you, Lord God, for this time of sharing. We thank you for every listener that will hear these words and be delivered by them. And we pray your blessings upon this broadcast and this overall ministry of New Destiny Ministries and this broadcast of They Overcame, that that these words will go throughout the nations all across this globe and encourage people and draw them into your kingdom. For Lord God, our desire is to point people to you, that they will know you are their Savior, that they will know that you are their God, that they will know that you are their hope, that they will know they can trust and depend on you, and that they will begin to just walk in your blessings. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for continued deliverance and healings, Lord God. Desires that are detrimental to our body and our walk with you, that they will just become so distasteful in your people that you have ordained, that they will put down whatever that addiction, whatever that habit, whatever that tendency is. In the name of Jesus, we look to see more and more of that throughout 2015. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, and we love you, and we just thank you for this day. Lord God, continue to bless and encourage. In Jesus' name, we pray your blessings upon all your people. Amen and amen.
Amen. And I just wanted to read the scripture. I saw it and I didn't get a chance to read it. But in Philippians 4, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. And as my beloved pastor used to say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. So let's just go on into 2015 and be victorious. Hallelujah. And thank you, cuz, for faithfully calling in to the broadcast. I thank God for you, and thank God that, you know, that God is bringing you to a place in Him where you'll find safety, and where you'll find peace, and where you'll find the joy that you need in your life, and know that you can trust Him and believe Him to work things out for you. And honey, I thank God for you for every Saturday that you're available. Even when you're not available, you always make the time to start the broadcast with me. But I just thank God for you these 2 years being on the air with me, and you know, being the husband that you are to me. I just thank God for you, and I just thank God, just so grateful to the things that God is doing, you know, in our lives and in the lives of our loved ones, and, you know, just love the Lord, and just grateful. I'm just grateful.
Amen, and we are just grateful as well. Just to have you in my life, and to just watch how God is just directing us, and I just thank God. I'm overwhelmed with how blessed of a man that I am, because God blessed me with this great woman of God, and I just thank God. Amen.
Okay, well, amen. And until next week, we just want to praise Him. See you next week.
Let's turn it to